Not surprisingly, the Coalition disagrees with most of what Mr. Bowen says, and it maintains its expanded education tax rebate is a better scheme. The Opposition's education spokesman, Christopher Pyne, joins us now, and he's speaking to Lyndall Curtis.
Christopher Pyne, welcome to AM.
Good morning, Lyndall. Good to be with you.
Have you submitted your costings on the education tax rebate to Treasury?
Well, Linda, we'll submit all of our costings, as is the usual practice, to the usual body during the election period. We're not going to dance to the tune of the Labor Party, the same party that had to change their budget figures 9 weeks after the budget because they estimated the mining tax would collect $12 billion and then it turned out that it would collect $24 billion. This is a party with absolutely no credibility when it comes to figures. In the last election, they claimed they'd have a computers in schools program that would cost $1 billion. Turned out it would cost $2.2 billion. So, you know, this is the standard Hawker Britain mantra for the Labor Party. As soon as the Coalition releases a policy, Hawker Britain says to Labor, go out and say the figures are wrong. They'll say this throughout the election. We're absolutely confident about our figures, and Labor has underestimated the numbers by 600,000. Last week they said there were 2.7 million people eligible for the Family Tax Benefit Part A. Yesterday they said there were 2.1 million people. So either they're knocking 600,000 people off Family Tax Benefit Part A, or they've got their figures wrong.
If you're confident of your costings, why not put them into Treasury now?
Well, look, Joe Hockey and Andrew Robb are the spokespeople for Finance and Treasury. We'll go through exactly the normal procedures that every opposition and government goes through during election campaigns, and I'll remind you that it was the Costello and Howard government that introduced the Charter of Budget Honesty. They introduced it and they kept to it. Labor, when they were in power, never had a Charter of Budget Honesty. So the more important thing here is that people understand that the Coalition's education tax rebate will apply to more items like excursions and musical tuition and special education for children with dyslexia and also for school fees for both government and non-government schools, that it will apply earlier from January 2011 and it's more generous. Labor's policy starts in 2 years' time. They're talking about trying to relieve cost of living and they're talking about doing it in 2 years. We know that families do the spending on their children at the beginning of the school year, so we'll relieve cost of living pressures at the beginning of 2011, not at the end of 2012 like Labor.
But if you're confident of your costings and you're happy with the process because it's the one you put in place when you're in government, why not put your costings in now?
Well, Linda, all those things happen at the appropriate time.
Isn't the appropriate time now?
No, this is the first week of the campaign, Lyndall, and those things will happen at the appropriate time. What Julia Gillard needs to answer is why yesterday she said that population policy had nothing to do with immigration. I mean, is she seriously suggesting that we are going to have a one-child policy in Australia to reduce population, or is she planning on handing around condoms to make people reduce our population naturally? Because if it's not about immigration, what is it about? She needs to answer that question today. She also needs to answer, and Simon Creed needs to answer the question, about what they are going to do about funding for non-government schools in the next term. Because the Coalition is committed to indexing funding for non-government schools, Labor isn't. So we're back to the 2004 private school hit list that Julia Gillard was behind last time she was in opposition. There are much more interesting questions to ask than simply repeating the same question over and over again, Lyndall.
Well, I see you haven't really answered it, so I'll ask it one more time just to try and get some clarity. Why not put the costings in now if the policy's out, if you're confident of your costings? Why not put them in and get the stamp from Treasury?
Well, those matters happen at the appropriate time in a campaign. Another question that Julia Gillard needs to answer is what was the deal with Kevin Rudd with respect to the cabinet position? We know she welched on the deal about standing against him as Labor leader, but has she also welched on the deal to put him into the cabinet? Because the front page of The Australian says there was a deal and she welched on it. Now, these are questions that remain unanswered. Julia Gillard is not being asked them. The opposition is asking them and she needs to answer them.
How many extra people do you estimate will take up your expanded rebate?
Well, Lyndall, that remains to be seen, obviously, but at the moment...
But that's got to be a part of your costings, isn't it? You expect X number of people to take up the rebate, so that's the figure on which you base your costings.
Well, it's common sense, Lyndall, that the people on Family Tax Benefit Part A now who have school children will be taking up the education rebate that has been on offer for the last 3 years. What's going to change, though, is that people will be able to access more items of education expense at a higher rate.
So people will claim more?
Well, they'll be able to claim a greater amount. That's why it's going to cost $760 million over the next 4 years. And they'll be able to claim them on an expanded list of items, like tuition, like music, musical instruments, like school excursions, like obviously school uniforms, both government and non-government school fees, the extra costs that are associated with having children with special needs, like dyslexia. But the same number of people are eligible as were eligible before for Family Tax Benefit Part A. This will simply mean people will be able to access it at a higher rate, which means that they'll get more recompense to reduce cost of living pressures, and they'll also be able to do so on an expanded list of items. It's a very good policy.
Christopher Pine, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much, Lyndall.
The Opposition's education spokesman, Christopher Pine, speaking there with our Chief Political Correspondent, Lyndall Curtis.